Hello.
How can I help you, sir?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Michael. I'm calling to you speak about offering an exclusive listing on Google, you know, like advertising to get you the client shots you need consistently. And am I speaking with the owner of West Tech Builders?
Yes.
Okay, which nice to meet you, sir. My name is Michael.
Which property you're talking about? First of all, what's your name?
Oh, yeah, my name is Michael, sir. I mean, nice to meet you. And
okay. Do you represent any company or you just you're a person?
Yeah, I mean, we have our company, sir. I mean, you're familiar with Google, for sure, right?
Yeah, I know Google.
Yeah, I mean, we want to offer you an advertising, you know, a listing that gets you the clients, jobs you need for your business. You would be interested. So,
well,
yes,
okay.
This
is what I can say. I mean, for me to, anytime for me to say yes on something, I should know the details of it. You follow me?
Of course.
I've got a property now that I would like to sell it by the owner or by owner. You follow me? So,
yeah.
I don't wanna list it. I just wanna sell it by owner. Now, what it takes and how much it costs me to list the property for sale by owner.
Okay. So first off, sir, let me ask. I thought you do like construction or remodeling. Or
no,
do real estate?
I mean, we do ground up. So anything involved, we do ground up system. But the only thing is, if I would say that I'm trying to advertise my business as a West Tech Builders, okay, I am not taking no more job from customers.
Okay.
You follow me?
I follow you.
Yeah.
You kind of booked up.
I don't work for other people. I only do my own stuff. I'm a builder that I can do. I'm an investor at the same time that I do my own properties, my own purchasing and selling, and I don't take any new jobs that will involve with customers. So that means I am not trying to. I'm a 45-year licensed contractor. I've been doing this all my life, so. I don't advertise, but if you're asking me to advertise to get in Google to get more jobs, no, that's not gonna be it for me.
Because, I understand, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not, my age in a way that, I don't take no other responsibility anymore. You follow me?
Okay,
so it's my own. Whenever I work, I work. Whenever I feel like working, I work. Whenever I shut it off, I shut it off. Till it's done, and then I'll put it on the market.
I understand it. May I ask, sir, if you don't mind, like, so you build houses by yourself, like you don't work with any customers. So you build it from the ground up, and if it's a new build, and then you sell it. For a profit.
Or remodel.
I mean, like house that you own, a house that you already own, you remodel it and then you sell it. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay. We can definitely help you with this. I mean, to get the buyers for you and, but may ask you, sir, if you don't mind, just to see if this will be a good fit for you for what you do, you know, to make sure this works consistently for what you do. I mean, So, like, how do you, like, do you just buy and sell all around California area, or do you do different states?
Okay.
Anywhere?
Normally, the advice that I got from my father, he said, don't spread yourself too thin. So all my properties are based in Gnada Hills, Chatsworth, those areas. So within a reach of 6-7 miles, 10 miles at the most. So I don't like to go all the way to Stockton to build a house or anything. It doesn't pay now. Not especially now. It doesn't. All you do is just, you know, do travel time. So unless you're doing just a small repair, then that's it, which I'm not into it. You follow me?
Yeah, I follow you, sir. And thank you so much for explaining that. And may I ask as well, sir, you said that you've been licensed for 45 years. I mean,
yes.
That's really good, you know, for advertising and, you know, getting...
Well, yeah, but then again, as I indicated, my advertisement is not going to do me no good because I am not recruiting any new customers. Or even I left my customers that I used to work in the past. Because, as I indicated, based on my age, I'm not taking no more new responsibility over and above what I have on hand of my own.
So, okay. May I ask, sir, as well, if you don't mind, I'm sorry to cut you off, you know. One more thing, it's really crucial. Like, I mean, what you do, is it like a real estate agent or?
No, I have a real estate. I have my... son-in-law, he's a real estate broker. So if I need anybody on that field, I already have, I wouldn't say in-house, but then he is a member of my family that first of I have to go through the closest member rather than me trying to recruit someone, a new person, even though I know few real estate agent, broker, but it just...
I understand you, sir. Actually, yeah. I'm sorry. I was thinking, sir, like it's kind of like you're a real estate agent, but the thing with you is you own the property. You're the one who builds it, you know, and then you sell it, you know.
Yeah.
But compared to a real estate agent, they don't own the property. They work for a company.
No.
And then they sell
they're
the commissioner. Property.
Yeah. They're a commissioner. They don't only commission.
On commission.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and
about it.
Compared to you, like, I mean, one sell or one property sold, I mean, could earn you much more. Does that make sense or doesn't that sound right?
No, but then I didn't understand your question. I mean, let me ask you. I mean, I don't want to take too much of your time and I lose my time. My question to you, your advertisement is, what does it going to help me? Now that you know my activity, now that you know my point of view, normally what you advertise is to recruit new customers, yes?
To recruit new customers or customers or buyers from the properties that you own.
Yeah, a buyer and a new. Yeah. If you, okay, let me ask you another question. If I have a house in Gnada Hills that I need to put maybe 10 photos, which, I mean, even those Zillow would be able to do it. if I do it with Google, what if somebody is looking for, let's say, property for sale in Gunnari Hills or property for sale, it pops up the address, and it just, you know, has 10 or 10, maybe 15 photos. What will it cost me?
Okay. About that, I'm actually, as we speak, as we're talking here, I'm chatting with our, you know, director in your area, you know, on how we can advertise this. So far, I'm not getting any positive thing that could work for advertising. The thing is, it's kind of weird. Like, I mean, because usually we advertise for services, you know, like, for example,
That's what I'm saying. Your advertisement is not going to help me anything. I'm trying to explain to you, because I am not looking for a new customer. So you're
looking for buyers, basically.
Yes, for a buyer. Now, if I put the photos in the Zillow, they do it for free. I was just trying to just have a feeling if you put on Google, how much will that cost?
Yeah, so we're trying to figure out what is the thing that would work for you, because of course we don't want to advertise and you paying us that it would not work. So
no, you're not going to advertise me as me.
Yeah,
because
getting
a
seller. I mean, getting a buyer. I understand that. Yeah.
Just, you know, all we got to say, we don't talk about myself. You're going to talk about the property. Because this is the address, this is the property, and these are 10 or 15 or let's say 20 photos. That's it. I've seen some photos that goes up to 30, 40, 50 photos. No, we don't want to do that.
Okay.
The 20 photos.
Yes, sir.
Is there a time limit that you would say that there is a, with a timing that you will charge, this is how much is it? Or?
Sir, I'm sorry if I may cut you off, you know. I understand your question very much, you know, I understand it. But may I ask you, sir, just to make sure that this, our advertising would work for you, you know. So do you have like a listed company or a listed business name that, I mean, of what you do, like as someone looking for a seller?
No.
I understand.
No. Again, you don't have the full picture. You're trying to recruit new customer. I don't. I am not looking after new customer for me to build or remodel their home or their properties.
Yeah, I understand, sir. Actually, one thing that we could advertise is if you have like a name of your business that's listed or registered. What I'm saying is like, you know, like for example, West Tech Builders. West Tech Builders, you could sell. You wanted to get buyers from the properties that you built. I mean, that's
no, but
the thing that we can.
West Tech Builders has no play in this advertisement business. Because the minute you start putting a West Tech Builders in the advertisement, that means you're advertising West Tech Builders. I am not looking for a West Tech Builder advertisement. I'm looking for just the property. Same as any other property that you look into it in an area, you say, okay, but they don't include who's the builder,
sorry to cut you off, you know. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think our advertising would not work for you unless there's a registered business name. on the exact thing that you do, that you sell properties and you're looking for buyers, you know? Yeah. So
no,
I'm so sorry we can't
advertise that's it. All right. That's okay. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to explain that I am not recruiting any new customer under my company. I'm just selling something. Same as I put up for sale my car.